We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, the two dots. Amamar, we learned in the Braisa that a behema can go over to Kameya. Kameya is a little piece of cloth that they write certain things, you know, a chacham writes certain things on it, and it's a refuah or a protection for the behema or the person. So Amamar, it says in the Braisa, V'loy b'kameya af b'shul mumcha. The behema cannot go with kameya, even though it's certified, it's tried and used, this kameya. And Rashi said before, he introduced three times and it worked. Reitim Marakash of Anantanan, we learned by a person that v'loy b'kameya she'ena mumcha, a person can go out to Sharabim with a kameya that's not a mumcha, it wasn't muchzik three times that it could make a refuah, ha mumcha, but if it worked three times already, Shabbatam, you're allowed to go out. So why here, if it's a mumcha, can't the behema go out with this kameya? After the Gemara, it wasn't a mumcha. That's why Behemah can't go with it. Frank the Gemara, it says in the Braisa that even though it's a mumcha, the Behemah can't go out with it. My answer is no. Mumcha la'adam ve'ina mumcha la'behemah. It was a mumcha la'adam. The Adam used it three times and it worked. It never was mumcha la'behemah, therefore the Behemah can't go out with it. Frank the Gemara, miyuka mumcha la'adam la'a mumcha la'behemah. How's the possible sort of thing? It works for Adam, it won't work for Behemah. So we're in, yes. Adam is this le'mazla, a person that has mazel. And he has a malach that watches over him, so mesiyele. So there it could work, the kameya. But him, let's say mazla, let mesiyele, it won't work. And it's not a proof. If it works for the adam, that works for the behemah. Therefore, the behemah can't go out with it. Right? The Gemara, Akashi, Hachi, it says right afterwards, it says in the Braisa, and this is a chumra of behemah adam, that adam could go out with the kameya and the behemah can't. What do you mean? They're the same thing, just this wasn't mumcha for behemah. So the Gemara, those words are not going on Adam. Those words are not going on Kameya. They're going on something else. Misavus haKameya Kaya, sandal Kaya. It's going on sandal. It says that a behemah can't go out with shoes on Shabbos. Why not? Because he might fall off and carry it. It says that's a chumra of behemah of Adam. Adam could go out. And what's the difference? So some of the farshim say the reason is because Adam, it's tighter on its foot and won't fall off. Masha'inkin, the behemoth's shoes are not as tight. And also, Adam, while he's walking, will feel that it's getting loose and it'll just retie it. The behemoth doesn't feel anything, so it'll fall off easier. So either way, the Zechayim behemoth Adam means regarding the shoes. So, I want to continue the discussion about putting a blanket over Chamor on Shabbos to warm it up. That we saw that both Rav and Shmuel say that it's mutter. And Rav Yechiel say it's mutter to put a madas on Chamor v'Shabbos. Why? Because it's tzar. And because it's tzar, they allowed you to learn the pshat of Taisiv of Tircha. They allowed this Tircha of Makam tzar. Toshimam Nasir Kash from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Sochin umefarkasim la'odom yilera shmir a maka on Shabbos with oil. Or in order that the scabs fall off. If you can't do this for a behemah. So my love, the ikamaka, umashim tzara, and still we're not allowing you to do this because tircha and Shabbos not allowing you to do this. So the Gemara loy, the goma maka umashim tanug. There was no maka anymore, and it was because of a tainug. You wanted to make it geshmak, make it feel good, and that's why it's also because you can't do a tainug for a behemah. Actually, if you're Rav, you could do Tainuk. So either way, Rav, this Toteret only works for Rav and Shmuel, who hold that Traskel is also a Shabbos. But according to Rav, that said Traskel is Mutta, even though it's Tainuk. So Lefi, that you have to say that he argues on his Braisa. So Rashi speaks out that Rav argues on the Braisa, and Rav Tano Apolog. Rav is the same level of Tainuk, and he could argue on this Braisa. Tashma, and asked another Kasha regarding putting blankets over because it's cold. Toshima, I learned in a braisa, behemah she'achsadam, behemah got a sickness that it's very a lot of blood in it. So what they used to do is put it into water, and that made it feel better, and made it better. You can't put it into the water in order that it should cool off, and the blood level should go down. But a person who gets this sickness, that he's full of blood, you can put him into the water to cool him off, to make the blood levels go down. So what's the difference between behemah and adam? Sounds like they're not allowed to do tircha for behemah makam tzar. So it's a kasha. How you let it put on the blanket? So the Gemara amula. No, the reason why it's also here is because it's refuah b'shabbos. And refuah b'shabbos is also gzeirim shem shchikas salamonim. There's an issa because you might come, if you allow refuah, people might come to grind medicine on Shabbos, and that's an issa of taichin, and therefore they ask all refuah. Here, putting in the water is refuah. So if it's this refuah, and a person also says refuah. And the Gemara, no, Adam nira kemaker. when a person goes into a pool, it looks like he's trying to cool off. And if you're trying to cool off, even if you're mecham for refuah, it's not isser refuah. Refuah is only usser if it's nicker that it's refuah. For example, let's say chicken soup. Someone's taking, he doesn't really like chicken soup. He's only eating chicken, drink, you know, eating or eating chicken soup only because he wants to feel better. It's not an isser refuah on Shabbos. Why? Because people eat chicken soup for geschmack. Same thing, going into a pool, going into water, it's people do it. So therefore, it doesn't look like refuah, and therefore it's Adam's mutter. A behema, it's not the derech to the dual. See in a second. Yachi behema nami nirikameka. That's why I say behema also nirikameka. But the more you make a behema, the derech is that behemas don't go swimming. We're talking about a horse or a chamar. They don't go swimming, and therefore it's klar. That's refuah, and the gzera of shchika sammanim. That's why it's also. Freit the gemara the behema migas rinan. Is there a gzera for a behema? Is there a gzera? Do you make a behema when you have a child? The behema is sick. You can make a gzera shchikus ha'amonim. But Tanya went in a brisa. We're going to show you. We don't make gzeras b'chlal. We'll see a different gzera that's possible. We don't make it. But Tanya went in a brisa. So let's say your behema landed up out of your tchum. I made this chos tchum. Your tchum. You want to get it. You can't go out of your tchum to get it. So kari levi ba. You let it call it and it comes to you. You might go out. If you let him do it, he might himself go out of the tchum and pull it in. But like as you're in the Masa Asui, you're not making a gzera, you might bring it in. So what do you see? That there's no, you don't make a gzera by a behema. You're not worried that he might do something more. So why by Shriya Salmana? Why by Rafua? With Geyser, he might do something more. Zamora answers, Zamora Avino, that bright talking about a case that the behema was in your tchum, but it was going out of its own tchum. The behemah had a different tchum. How is that possible? Well, the halacha is that if you give the behemah to a shepherd before Shabbos, the behemah gets the tchum of the shepherd. Because the halacha is even kelim and behemahs get a din tchum also. Here the case was that you were going to be in your tchum, but the behemah was in its own tchum, and if it comes to you, it will go out of its tchum. So the halacha is you let it call it and let it come out of its tchum. There's no isser. Because behemah doesn't really have an issa. I have an issa of bringing it out of the tchum. But the behemah doesn't have an issa of going out of its own tchum. So if I call it and it comes out of its own tchum, it's not a problem. So that's what this halacha is. And here's no chash, I'm going to go out of my tchum. Because anyway, it's in my tchum anyway. It's in my tchum, it's in. It's in my tchum anyway. I just want it to go out of its own tchum. So it was his tchum was muvla in my tchum. But if it goes to my house, it'll go out of its own tchum. The halacha is you let it call it and it'll come to your tchum. Zog the Gemara weiter. So Gemara said, finished saying, to answer why you're not allowed to bring it to the water, it's a zera refuah of a Shabbos, or to a shchika samman. Rav Nachba Yitzchak Omar, shchika samman of Gufa, you just know this whole din that is a zera of shchika samman by behemoth is really a machlekes tanoim. The tayo into the braisa. Behemoth shachal kashinim, a behemoth ate too much kashinim. Kashinim is a type of Michael behemoth, ate too much and he got a major stomachache. You're not allowed to run around with it in the chatzah, pull it around the chatzah a bunch of times, because this way it'll make it have shoshal and be able to get rid of all the stuff in its stomach. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's a refuah. Rabbi Yeshayah, mater is mater. So you see, really, it's machlokes if there's a gzeira shiyus amonim by behema. And Doris Rava, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshayah, that there's refuah by behema is not bechlal the iser of shchigas amonim. Zot Maravaita. Amamar, it said in the Braisa, Lo Yetze Hazov, a Zov can't go with Shirabim Bekishaloi, can't go out with its pouch, Lo Yizim Bekishvadeim, and goats can't go out with a pouch over its udders. So a Zov can't go out with a pouch because it's carrying, and a Yizim also, goats can't go out either with a pouch over their udders to catch the milk. That's what's said in the Braisa. Right tomorrow is another brice, it's a stira. But Tanya is another brice that says, Yetzis izim kishvadayim, that goats are allowed to go out with a kiss over the others. Rav Yehuda loy kasha, hod the mehidik, hod loy mehidik. One was tight, and one was not tight. There's a difference if it's tight or not. That if it's tight, so then there's no chshash will fall off and you come to carry it. But if it's not tight, then there's a chshash, the pouch might fall off and you come to carry it. And therefore, it says also to go out with these kishvadayim. Rav Yosef Amar, what do you mean? You're saying your own tarot hadam elohadik tanoi shlakal tamama? Like you checked all the tanoim? Tanoi, it's really a shailan. I won't miss this question. You have a steer and two brises. Don't run to say terutzim. It's a mishnah. It says in our mishnah tanan ha'izim yoytzit tsuros. Learned this mishnah today. says Ezim go out with a pouch over its udders. Yosi also bekulam, everything is also chutz min arachelus akfunas, besides for sheep to have a covering over the wool. Rabbi Yehuda Emer Ezim yotze sruos liyavish, to dry out the udders. Avaloy lil chalav rafa chalav. So right now Rabbi Yosef is saying the teretz is that one braisa is a Tanakama, holds that it's mutter to go out that way, and the other braisa is also as Rabbi Yosef. One is talking about where the pouch is to dry it out. And that, Rabbi Yehuda's mat there, so Rashi learns over here, because that's the tzarecha of the behema. And kan lichalav, the other case is that it's there to catch the milk. And that already is issa hoitzah. And Rashi explains because the you're carrying the milk. You're actually carrying the milk, and therefore, like Rashi says, have a master turns as a chalav of a kiss, because you're carrying the chalav in the kiss. And before we learned, I did a little different pshat. Rashi said, Rashi because it might fall off. When it comes to chalav, they put it loose, they put it more loose, and it might fall off. Here, Rashi says, because chalav itself, it'll be carrying, you're carrying the chalav. Mashiach, when you dry it out, it's to protect the behema, and make, because Rashi says the milk weakens the behema, and therefore it's better. Therefore, it's more tzarech of behema, and that's called a malbush. So, Dr. Maravaita, Tanya, Rabbi Huda, Maisa, be Izim of based on Tokyo, so Yadayim Gasim, the others are very big, but also Kisim, Kdisho Yisar Tadayim. They made them Kisim in order that the Dadayim, their others should not get scratched. That's the price of brings down Hashem Rabbi Huda. It's not clear what he's trying to say, and what's the point of the Gemara over here, because it's not clear, no Rashi, no one explains what it's doing over here. So I'm saying that this is included in the heter of that it's malbush. That this is called a malbush since it's the tzorich the behema. Rav Yehuda is saying that it's mutter, and it has to be tight. Once you mention something about dadim, the Gemara is going to say a famous ma'isa about that. Tana Rabbanu, ma'isa be'echad. There was a person shemaisa ishtoi. His wife died. Vanicha ben lina. He left a little baby that had to nurse. And this person did not have money to pay for a wet nurse. The nasa loy nes, and he had a nes made to him. Vniftechu loy dadim kishnei dadi isha v'henikas v'noi. And he had a nes that he got dadim. He was able to nurse his son. Amar Rav Yosef, borei kama god adam zeh. Wow, look how big this person must have been, a very chashu person. Shnasa loy nes kazeh. He got a merdig a nes. This is not such a good thing. If Hashem wanted to make him a nes, Hashem should have made a nes that he got parnasa. But to make it this type of nes, you have to change the Seder Habriya. That's already a more gerua de ganes. And the first one speak out, of course, he must have had schusim, and he was a chashuv of a person, that's for sure. But he should have, it wasn't the top level. The best nes would have been if Hashem gave him mizaynis, gave him money to afford a wet nurse. Rav Yehuda, ba'i urei kama kashim mizaynis of shal adam. Go look how difficult it is for a person to make panasa. Shoshtanol of Siddur Breshis, Hashem rather make a man, dadim, to feed the baby than to give him mizaynis. So you see how hard it is to make a panasa and how much you have to daven for panasa. Rav Nachman, teidadim, sarach nishol ibn mizaynis. There's nisim all the time. But you never had a nes that a tzaddik sitting there in his study, and all of a sudden, $1 million landed from the sky. That doesn't happen. We see all type of nisim. We don't see those nisim. Those nisim are much harder to come by. So the Gemara writes with another ma'isa. Tanu Rabbanon, ma'isa v'od me'echal, shenos the isha gidemes. The one time a person, he married an isha that she was missing a hand. Lo hikaboy ad yoy ma'isa. And the husband never realized till she died. Omar Rav, Borei Kama Tznuah Yishizu. Wow, she must have been a big Tznuah. Shlehika Babayla. The husband never even realized that she was missing an arm, missing a hand. Omle Rav Chia, nah, that's not such a big chiddush. Zu Darka B'kacha. Isha, the derech is to keep herself covered. That's not such a big chiddush. The chiddush is the husband. Elekama Tznuah Adam Zesh, Shlehika B'ishtai. Look at Tznuah, the husband was, that he didn't look at his wife and even realize she's missing a hand. Ad kalai garata, Zakta Gemara Vaita, back to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Zacharim, it said sheep, male sheep, are allowed to go out levuvim on Shabbos. We saw Rav Yosi argued, but the Tanakhama held yotzim levuvim. When we said, we learned the Mishnah, we're going to explain what levuvim is, that Fudim Shatim Gemara, what levuvim means. Zakta Gemara, my levuvim, Amar Rav Huna Tutri. It means that your ladder, it was Rashi's Pshat, when you go with Rashi's Pshat, it means your ladder take them out too tight to each other, because they're male sheep, a little bit wild, we don't want to get lost. Therefore, we let her tie them together and go out that way. Now, how does levuv mean tying together? So, we're going to say levuv means a lotion of closeness. My mashma, the high levuvim, listen to Krubi, how do you know levuvim is a lotion of being close to each other? The chsiv says in the pasuk, shir ashirim, libatoni achoisi kala, which means, I brought you close to me, my sister, the kala. So, you see, levuv tuni is a lotion of close. What's one pshat in levuvim? Ulam adim pshat. That the male sheep would go out levuvim, talking about Ar Shakeshim Lahem Knega Libam Kadesh Lipo Alem Zevim. They cover them by the heart, and levuvim is lashon of heart, lave. They cover them with a piece of hide, Knega their heart. Why? So the wolves should not attack them. I said before, Shul is a wolf, I think Shul is a fox. Zevim are the wolves. The wolves shouldn't attack them. And Rashi says the wolves attack these sheep by the heart, and therefore you cover them there. So, afraid the Gemara Kasha. So, why dafka zcharim go out levuvois? Zeivim as zcharim nafli the kevos and nafli. They only run after zcharim, not after. They only eat up zcharim and not in the kevos. Like, why dafka zcharim go out? Allowed to go out that way? The Gemara asks Resh Edra. They go in front of the herd. The zcharim, the males go in front of the herd, and therefore they're the most vulnerable. Therefore, you cover them with this ar to protect them from the wolves. Right, the Gemara was even Resh Edun Afli, was Edun Afli. Does the even only attack the front of the herd, not the back of the herd? And the Gemara was from a Shamni, because the Zcharim are usually fatter. They eat more meat. They go to reserve cut more. They're fat. The Zcharim are fatter, and since the Zcharim are fatter, therefore the even will go after them. Right, the Gemara Kasha, and the Kever is like a Shamni. By the Kever is no fat ones. There are some fat ones by the Kever. Vasu, miyadi bin Haila. How do you think the Zaev comes to attack? He starts like looking around for his best one. He runs right in there. So he can't put up shot. And for the Gemara, Teres says, Zcharim walk different than the Kevers. Ella, the Zcharim, the male sheep, walk around with the nose high up in the ear. And the wolves think they want to attack. They want to fight. Umasku kidavin. It looks like they're coming to... They walk, and the masculine says that first the nose is in the ear, and they walk looking both ways. It looks like they're looking for a fight. And therefore, they get attacked faster. And that's why they can walk around with levuvim over their hearts. A third shot. Nachmi Yitzchak Omar, Ar Shekoshim Lahem, Tachas Zachrusom, Kishlish Yalu Al Nekevas. Levuvim means a cover that they tie over their Zachrus in order they shouldn't go and make the nekevos pregnant. And here, levuv is also lashon of kriva, but sometimes kriva means the opposite. The word, or it could sometimes mean the opposite, like the word tisharish, which means to take root, it sometimes means to uproot. So it also means to make it far from the nekevos, that's lashon levuv, and it means they cover their zachros, they shouldn't attack the nekevos. Memai, how do you know that's what it means? Mektoni seifa, varachilam yitzin shchuzos. What are shchuzos? We saw in the Mishnah shchuzos, we know what it meant. So my shchuzos, sho'ichsim ayah shlem l'mayla. Shchuzos means the opposite, that you pick up the ayah, k'dei sh'yaleim zcharim, in order that zcharim should mate with them. Because sometimes you want them to mate, sometimes you don't want them to mate. But you see, since it's the same type of idea, so levuvim probably means the same type of thing as shchuzos. Reisha k'dei sh'yalo and kevis, and seifa k'dei sh'yalo ala zcharim. And seifa means that zcharim should come onto them. Therefore, you pick up the aliyah. That's what shchuzos mean. My mash by that shchuzos listen to the gulu yuhu. How you know shchuzos means that's gilui because you're being megal the erva picking up the aliyah. You're megal the erva of behema. The chesiv says a pasuk in mishlei. V'hine isha lekrosoi shis zayna tzuras leiv. Shis zayna means the erva is a zayna, and shis zayna. If you read it quickly, it's shchuzos. It comes the same word as shchuzos. Shchuzos stands for shis zayna, and therefore that's what it means.